We already received one question.
我们刚收到了一个修女提的几个问题。
And that's very good. It's a very important question. Actually, it's three questions.
里边当然提了三个小的问题，三个看来是小的，其实是很大的问题。
There's a question about about sexual abuse. A sister that would experience sexual abuse or sexual harassment, and I guess I would just want to clarify. You don't have to tell me right now if you don't want to speak in front of everybody, but just clarify: is that something that she experienced as a child or after she became a sister?
对，因为我们就是现在教会一直在谈关于这个性侵啊、性侵犯，就是这样的一种情况。那有些人可能是在小的时候，对，当我们在问的时候，有些问题，我们是成年人的事儿，受到的一种跟小的事儿，这两个可能经验不一样，受到伤害也不一样，就是这样的问题，就是比方说问一个问题，比方说我小的时候被性侵了，或者说我现在大了，我作为一个修女。
Let me just say a few words about the danger of sexual harassment towards someone who is a sister.
对，就是说关于这个性骚扰的这事情，或者说性侵犯。 针对修女的，就是对成年人这样的事情发生，我们该怎么办？
And obviously that's a horrible thing, and is nobody deserves to have that happen to you.
当然这样的事情是一个很恐怖的事情，很可恶的一件事情，没有人喜欢这样的事情发生。
That's another place where it's good for us to think about a sister as a bride of Christ, and how horrible that would be to harass or to abuse his bride.
那我们去看的时候，我们在想着，我们刚看到说基督的敬佩，或者说我们说基督的新娘、修女，这样的一个身份的人被这个性侵或者说性骚扰，这是一件非常严重的事情。
A consecrated sister has the greatest dignity, and your sexuality, your femininity is sacred because it is united to Christ.
就说确实受到了一种严重的人格的尊严受到一种伤害，因为这是本身身份不一样，引起的严重程度也是不一样的。
And so you have the right to protect yourself and to be careful in situations that somebody might try to abuse you.
那就说你有权利去保护自己，如果有这样的危险，你要自己首先从自身出发，要阻止这样的事情去发生。
And maybe it would happen that somebody thinks because you are not married, as they see it, that they can behave that way with you.
当然，有些人可能作为社会上或者其他的人，对一个没有结婚的人，可能是他感觉这样的人容易欺负吧。
But it's absolutely unacceptable, and even illegal, and is not something that you should tolerate.
这样的事情是不可以容忍的，也是一种非法的，也是不可以就让就这个事情不允许这样的事情发生在我们的身上。
And if that's something that's happening in the church, from a priest or something like that, God forbid, it's something that you need to bring to the superior or to the bishop.
当然了，如果是发生在教会，被教会的人员说到了，那你就告诉你自己的长上，或者说他的长上，以便在教会就是去处理这个严肃的问题。
Your sexuality, your femininity is sacred and is important to protect and to care for.
也就是每一个人，我们的就是一种性哈，我们说是应该是受到保护的啊，特别是作为我们这个身份的人，更是如此。
You have one husband, and that is Jesus.
作为我们一个度奉献生活的人，我们也有啊，我们的奉献，我们自己呢，奉献给耶稣，耶稣就是我们的丈夫一样的，忠于他啊。
So hopefully that helps a little bit with the person who asked the question, but please feel free to follow up with more details if there's something in particular that you want me to address.
对啊，就是当然问问题，我们有的时候就是没有说那个时间啊，或者具体的一些问题，你要跟他去谈，就是可以谈的具体，或者说我们就具体能去解决那个问题哈。
I guess maybe I just say one more thing. For somebody who has already experienced some abuse, maybe even as a child or after you became a sister, it does wound us. It hurts very deeply.
因为这样的行为呢，我说作为当我们是个小孩子的时候，或者作为修女的时候，这种伤害真的是对于人的伤害非常非常的深啊。
Sometimes when a woman has been used in that way, then she feels dirty or she feels like she has less value.
那就是我们自己呢，好像人格受到伤害，我们自己好像是被人利用了啊，就是我们自己也感觉是一个肮脏的，我感觉自己好像就是在人格的成长中，感觉我们好像也丢失了某种价值啊。
But that's absolutely false. You are a bride of Christ and you have an infinite dignity. You are precious.
若作为基督的敬佩，我们的是在基督面前我们是无价的啊，不要因为一些某些行为而影响到自己啊，感觉自己是个没有价值的人。那我们是还是同样的，我们是有价值的人，在基督的面前我们是无价的啊。
And when those fears or lies or insecurities start to come up, it's good to bring them into prayer and to hold them out, to show them to Jesus.
确实人发生这个事情可能有某种恐惧啊，内心的不安啊等等。那我们把这个就是在我们的祈祷的深处跟耶稣去说，把这个问题带到他的面前，让他也帮助我们去治愈我们。
He cherishes you and he loves you very deeply and he wants to touch those wounds with his healing touch.
那耶稣治愈的恩宠能够帮助你，让你受伤的那个伤口能够得到一种治愈啊。
So again, hopefully that helps a little bit and please feel free to follow up with more details or just even to ask me to talk more about it.
对，只是一点小小的一种建议吧，哈。当然，如果你要谈更多，你可以找他去谈，哈。
The other part of the question was about poverty, and I'll save that until we talk about poverty.
当然，另外一个就是问的问题就是神贫和真正的贫穷之间有什么区别啊？那么后来当我们谈到这个神贫院的时候呢？我们再针对这个问题做进一步的解释。
And again, let me encourage you, if you have any questions, it helps to write them down. That gives me a chance to think about them and for Father to translate them for me.
就说有问题不要犹豫去写下来啊，写下来比较好一些。你可以拿在这儿，然后我要把它翻译成英文，然后他还要去再想想这个问题啊。这样的话给一点时间，以便给你回答的更加的让你满意啊。
And maybe it's also easier for you than to speak up in front of everybody.
有些问题你可能不好意思在大家面前去说，但是写下来的时候可能对大家都有所帮助。
So we'll continue our reflections on the vow of chastity and now looking at the dimension of suffering, the paschal dimension of chastity.
来，我们从这个受苦哈苦难的这个方面去看一看这个。我们看了贞洁圣愿啊。
Of course, we know that the vow of chastity requires a sacrifice from us.
那这个贞洁圣愿呢，要求我们就是一种去牺牲啊，做一个巨大的牺牲。
There is a real dying to ourselves, a dying to a very good and natural desire to have a husband and a family.
也就是说，真的就是一种好像这个苦难，首先它是一种死亡，就是自我的死亡。我们自我的一种渴望，我们可能渴望的有一个自己的先生、自己的孩子、自己的家庭，那么就死于这个，就不再去走这个方面。我们从这个方面，就是这就是一种死亡的经验啊。And
of course, we can really experience loneliness. We can feel alone, isolated, and have a longing for a deeper companionship.
那我们在生活中可能在走这条路的时候呢，有的时候感觉很孤单，就像阿达一样的，真的是，就是真的很孤单。孤单的经验帮助我们，其实让我们去找另外一个爱的，那这个人就是应该是耶稣了啊。And
it's very natural to have feelings for someone or to imagine possibilities in some particular relationships that you have.
真的在生命中有的时候人愿意有一个伴儿啊。
Sometimes people think that when you make a vow of chastity that you never fall in love, but my experience is that you fall in love even more.
一般的人在想说，哦，我发了境界圣愿了，我不可能爱别人了，不对啊，有的时候在生活中发现，走的时候，哎，发现更爱别人了啊，爱的更深了啊，对某些人啊。
And so we have to be careful about how we develop our relationships, and it's very natural to feel the pain of letting go of a relationship that that might be very beautiful.
那有的时候可能真的也是一种痛苦，你还爱着一个人，你又不能跟他在一起，哈，这就是让你学会一种放弃，啊，在这样的情况下，真的是一种牺牲了。
Sometimes you get moved to work in a different apostolate, or sometimes you obedience calls you to other things, and we have to let some relationships go.
我们就是以一种不同的方式让这种关系结束哈，另外一种方式去走这条路哈。
And of course, it's very natural to have a desire for. Children and for family and for the stability that that offers.
真的就是说，有些是自然的，但是为了某种情况，你可能要放弃某些渴望和欲望啊。We
have a religious family, and we have some stability, and we certainly have relationships with other members of our religious community, but there's something very different between that and the relationship with someone of the opposite sex.
那确实我们有一个不同的一种关系，跟我的团体里边的每一个人，我们组了一个新的家庭，在这样的一种关系，当然了，可能对异性我们有一种不同的一种渴望，另外的一种关系啊。So
there are many things that are very beautiful about the vow of chastity, but there are also times that it's very hard and painful.
那当然了，说贞洁是个很好的事情，当然并不是好就没有什么困难。 也会有一些困难和挑战，但是它真的是很美的一件事情。That's
not a sign necessarily that we're doing something wrong, but it's just an opportunity to make that offering to Jesus, to bring it to Him in prayer.
那就说真的，有的时候这个有困难，我们把这些在这方面遇到的困难和挑战，我们带向耶稣，向他去说。
You may have the opportunity to be very honest with him and say, you can imagine a relationship with this particular man would be very beautiful, but for the sake of Jesus, you make the sacrifice again and choose the vow of chastity.
那就说给耶稣诚实一点，给他去说，哎呀，在我的生活中遇到这个人特别特别的爱啊，但是你要去想爱耶稣，那你为了更好的去爱耶稣。
At other times, you may feel that nobody understands you, and you feel alone, and you feel isolated from the other sisters in your community.
人有的时候呢，在团体里边也会感觉一种孤单。孤单不是说，没有人呢才孤单的。有的时候有人的时候，是你所爱的那个人不在这儿，你才感觉孤单了啊。
And you might start to dream that there is some man out there who will really understand you and who will take care of you and that you can have a beautiful relationship with.
当人在团体里边没有被接纳没有被理解的事儿，人就开始有某种非非的想法啊！哎呀，我可能某一个异性，他对我非常的理解，可能能够帮助我，在这个方面啊走远一些，能够帮助我理解我啊。
Well, first of all, if you think that, you're probably wrong because there probably is no man who will really understand you either.
那可能在你的生活中确实也不见得另外一个男人就真的了解你啊，真的是啊。
But it's also an opportunity just to offer that desire, to offer that longing to Jesus.
就说把这种内心的渴望和孤独哈，这种经验带到耶稣的跟前，跟他去说。
He sees your longing and he sees your suffering and he is there for you. He wants to help you.
耶稣在那里哈迎接你，他也知道你的这种遇到的这种孤单，或者说不理解别人的不理解哈。
And we can now look at the vow of chastity through another dimension, through the way of perfection.
我们就是从这个完美，我们从另外一个方面再去看这个贞洁圣愿啊。
I need to give a little explanation that in the church's tradition of spiritual theology, the way of perfection is usually divided into a purification, illumination, and union.
就说我们说这个完美呢，我们去讲的是从教会的灵修啊，或者其他的一种神学，我们就说 purification 就是一种净化啊。跟我们说，净化首先是一种净化，然后是一种显示出来，还有另外一个的就是真正的就是合一了啊，这样的三种不同的情况啊。
And so that path, first of all, through purification is especially difficult at first.
那确实呢，在这第一个方面呢，比较困难一些了。真的，就是说人要去净化，真的是比较有一些挑战哈。
But as we live it out a little bit more, we start to get some divine light, some illumination that helps us to embrace the good parts.
那里边呢，第一个我们说这种净化，净化确实是不容易啊。那当然，第二个我们才说那种就是照明需要了天主的一种恩宠的光照，应该是光照比较好，一种光照啊。那第三个就是真的是那种才能在主内的一种合一或者说统一哈、啊，这样的情况。
And then that starts to lead us into a deeper union with Christ, where our mind and our heart.And our will is united with His.
那只有首先我们净化之后呢，我们才能走到最后一步，真正我们的心、我们的灵、我们的身体，整个的在主内合一哈，一种整合。
And that way of perfection is a way that takes many many years, even a whole lifetime.
那人怎样才能到这个完美呢？那不是一天两天，也不是一年两年，也可能用整个的一生。再去走才能走向这个完美啊。
But it starts with that path of purification. We have to learn to say no to ourselves.
那要去在第一个阶段要净化自己的事儿，要生活中要学会啊，给生活就给我们自己要学着去怎样去说这个不啊，这样的一种情况。
And saying no to exclusive relationships andNo to any genital sexual relationships.
那我们怎样去说这个不呢？比方说跟某种性有关系的一些事情，我们就要拒绝，我们就要学会说不，不要这样的性关系。跟某种人呢关系太亲近，关系影响到我们跟耶稣的关系的事儿，我们要学会说不，不能有这样的一种关系啊。
And so, especially for chastity, the path can be a little bit more difficult at first.
确实，针对这个方面，在开始的时候呢，真的是比较难的啊，困难的啊。
But then that purification starts to open up to a way of illumination. We start to see the positive dimensions of the vow of chastity.
那就是开始从这个进化，我们就是好像是从否定方面的，不要做那样的事情，不要说等等。然后到第二个方面，就是说怎样的能够让天主这个光照着我，一种光照啊，在我的身上。
One of the great positive dimensions of the vow of chastity is that we learn to have a greater depth in our relationships.
在前面第一个是进化，我们说不要母种关系，到第二个说又需要天主光照，我们要进入母种特别的关系，就是跟耶稣有母种关系啊。
Those who become who make a vow of chastity really become experts in human love.
你说我们确实从人类的这种。好，从人类爱的这种经验，我好像变成一种专家一样的，用这样的一种爱去爱耶稣基督哈。
We actually learn to appreciate our sexuality more deeply. It's not just a kind of appetite that we are trying to fulfill, but it's really a part of our self-giving love.
那我们要去学会欣赏我自己的这种性特点哈，我自己。这样的一种性别性特点上，天主给我的，我真的很欣赏我自己。但是呢，不要把这作为一种某种借口和欲望去满足哈。
We also discover in our sexuality, part of God's logic that we are made for relationships with others.
那当然，这个就是真的是从讲那个我在讲神学里边这样。这就是这个性呢，就是趋向天造人的时候就是这样的，它是一个礼物，也让人能够把自己作为一个，这也是人的一部分，作为一个礼物给对方的啊，来在我们的方面就是给天主了。
In our sexuality, we realize that there is always something missing that makes us need others in order to be complete.
那性呢，确实就是好像我们在渴望得到的事儿呢，好像生命中缺少一点东西，才能够让这个完美。哎，怎样让这个完美呢？我们再去向外看，给耶稣那儿去看的时候，我们能够让我们的这个方式变得完美啊。
We experience that in many dimensions of our lives. We always need to be in relationship with others. Every one of us is missing different things that we need to receive from others.
那我们去看生命中的时候呢，我们总会某些人某个阶段缺少某种东西啊。但是呢，我们也是在接受啊，接受一些东西。那总会呢，我们能够接受从天主那里接受更多的有帮助的东西。
For example.I cannot speak Chinese, so I need Father John to help me to speak Chinese to you.
那我们说看，他说缺少，比方说他那神父举例说，他缺少一些东西，他缺少说中文的能力，那就需要别人的帮助啊，就是缺少一部分，需要某种能够帮助，那就是需要陈神父帮助他做翻译啊。
In this case, it is theoretically possible that I could learn Chinese.And then I wouldn't need Father John in the same way.
那说在这个方面，我们也可以理性的去思考说，哦，如果说他花更多的时间去学习中文，那可能他就不需要另外一个翻译给他做这个工作啊。
But in our sexuality, there is something that is missing that will always be missing.
在性方面，我们缺少的那一部分啊，好像是真的是缺少了。那个东西好像真的就是永远的给缺失了一块儿哈，这个方面。
What is missing from me is that I am not a woman, and what is missing from you is that you are not a man.
那性啊，这个说是性特点，人的性的身份还是性的一种身份啊？作为说我是个男的，这样是一个性特点，一个从性格这个性区别的方面，那我就不可能我缺失的，我不可能变成一个女人。那从女人来说。那就是一个女人，不可能是个男人啊，这样的一种表现。
And this is a, there is a way that you see the world, and there is a way that you love and enter into relationships that is different than for me.
那真的说，作为男性或者说女性，从自身的身体，从这样的性的方面去出发，我们看世界的时候呢，也是不同的。
And so that's something that I can only learn from you. And there is a way that I see the world and the way that I love that you can learn from me.
那就说你看到的世界，你的经验是那样的，我的经验可能是这样的。 因此呢，我可以从你的经验中去了解世界，你也从我的经验和我的这个方面去了解这个世界。
So in our vow of chastity, we come to appreciate the value of sexual difference even more as a way of self-giving love.
那性的不同呢，其实也是在帮助我们，让我们再次的学会去聆听，也学会去把我们自己学会给予啊。
And then finally, our vow of chastity leads us into perfect love to become more like Jesus.
那最后呢，这个贞洁方面真正的是领导我们一个完美的一种爱，真的就像耶稣基督那样的一种完美的爱啊。
And that's the path of union. Our heart really becomes one with His.
那这个也就是我们说的合一了哈，真正的那个心灵的合一哈。
So let me speak now to the last dimension that we'll cover for the vow of chastity, freedom, sensitivity of heart.
那么最后呢，就是从这个自由的方面去谈关于这个贞洁哈。
In there's a freedom that comes with the vow of chastity that makes it possible for me to love even more people.
那这个呢，自由哈，就是贞洁啊，自由这两个概念连到一起，就是说，我守贞洁，就让我更有自由的去爱更多的人啊。
Because there is not a single person that I devote all of my affection to, I have more feeling, more affection that I can share with others.
那这个自由呢，就是让我自己呢能够去更自由的选择去爱更多的人，而不是选择一个人去用我的整个生命去爱这一个人啊。
And also, because I don't have the responsibilities of taking care of a family, that gives me more time and availability to take care of God's people, to be on mission.
那这样的话，我自己就有更多的时间，不去照顾一个人，而且有某种责任去照顾更多的人，能够把天主的恩宠带给更多的人。
Also, in our vow of chastity, we have the opportunity to spend more time in prayer, and that has a way of sensitizing our hearts even more.
那这个作为一个我们说守贞洁的人，我这样的一个就是机会，我们有这样的机会去更多的时间去祈祷，也培养我们自己的心啊，真正的心对天主的一种敏感的心。
As you know, Jesus speaks very, very quietly, and in order to hear him, we have to become very quiet inside of us.
就说我们自己呢祈祷，同时也让我们自己能够去学会静啊，静下来去聆听天主对我们说的话。
And that interior silence makes us very sensitive in our hearts.
静的时候让你的心也变得比较敏感，敏感的去聆听天主的话啊。
And that can help us to listen to others more carefully, to be more sensitive in our love and care for others.
那这样的一种敏感的心，让我们能够去不光是聆听天主的，也聆听别人的啊需要，对别人也比较敏感，学会去照顾别人。
And Jesus also loves how sensitive we can become to hear him. He has special things to share with us that he is not able to share with others.
那这种聆听的心呢，让我们能够去听耶稣，那同时呢，也能够去学会一种分享啊。耶稣愿意跟我们分享，有的时候没有跟那不同的人去分享的啊，对我们分享的更多一些了。
Well, let me just finish our time by sharing some pictures with you. And reflect on those images.
你这儿有一些图片呢，跟大家分享一下。通过这些图片呢，我们也了解到这个贞洁这方面的。
There are a number of images that are spousal, the consecrated woman as a bride.
那这个呢，就是发愿啊，真的是献身生活，就像基督的新娘一样的这样的。
Again, it's so valuable for you to think of yourself as the bride of Christ.
那这样我们自己也就想自己，哦，原来我也是基督的新娘，我也是一个有价值的人哈。
In some religious orders, they have some special ceremonies when a sister receives her habit or when she makes her vows.
那不同的修会团体可能在这个做法方面不太一样，有些修会团体呢做得非常的美啊，就像这个婚姻的典礼一样的，做得非常的美啊，哎，让人去记住这个神圣的时刻啊。
A lot of sisters wear a wedding ring when they make their solemn vows.
修女发愿的时候呢，也跟他们一样的，好像结婚一样的，然后戴这个戒指，穿这个婚纱等等啊。
And many times for the vow ceremony, they'll wear a crown of flowers and a veil.
你看他们那时候也是戴那个花冠，还有戴那个面纱啊，这样的情况，啊，就是新娘的打扮啊。
We know that when a woman gets married, she wears a bridal veil only on her wedding day.
我们说一般在国外结婚的时候，就是那个婚姻的礼服、那个面纱，只有在结婚的时候穿戴哈，别的时候从来不穿这个的啊。But
the religious habit of most sisters includes a veil. A sister wears a veil every day.
那我们自己呢，我们戴的那个，就跟那个新娘的那个什么是一样的哈，我们戴着我们的会衣哈，上面那个也是跟那差不多一样的啊。
And that's a good reminder for her that she is a bride of Christ. And of course, Jesus is the divine bridegroom who gives everything to you. He even gives you his heart.
那耶稣呢，就说他是我，就是新郎官哈，新郎。
And it's good for us to use our imagination in prayer and to imagine him giving his love, his heart to us. Jesus is more romantic than you are, and he is even greater lover than you are.
那耶稣呢，他是对你的爱是也不光是一种真正神性的，他也是一种浪漫的爱，对你全身的爱啊，全部投入的一种爱。所以我们自己也应该是这样的去爱他啊。So
you don't have to be afraid that you are being overly imaginative. Jesus is really a great lover.
你不要怕哈，确实耶稣呢，他也是一个就是那样的一个爱人了啊，真的是也爱我们哈。And
so even these kinds of beautiful images of a man and a woman can inspire us to think about the love that Jesus has.
那作为一对年轻的夫妇呢，他们这种婚纱婚礼。婚礼照哈，结婚的照啊，这样照片再一次其实也在提醒我们。
And when an image like that stirs something in your heart, then bring that to Jesus.
看到这个图片，你可能心里心里所激动，有那种爱，渴慕那种爱。那你把这个一份呢，这份的情感呢，就献给耶稣。That
kind of experience is the experience of the saints.
哦，这是另外一个哈。So
this is Saint Teresa of Avila.
Avila,
yeah, the Carmelite.
Oh, okay, 就是那个大德男哈，就是那个大德男，那个修女哈，那样，七千多千的爱哈。
This image is showing us how her heart was pierced in her love for Jesus.
那就是他把他的心也是给耶稣哈，真的耶稣给他，他也把他。
That's a very beautiful, intense experience in prayer.
Which
so do you
heart?
See that's her face there?
Her face, the heart.
Her heart, yeah, you can see the spear.
Oh, 就是那个爱情的那个剑一样的哈，真的是对着她的那个，
And sometimes we feel that our heart is being pierced when we see the way that Jesus looks at us.
真的，我们那个心好像也是被那个刺伤一样，就是这个爱哈，真的是一种爱。有的时候我们可能也能够经验到，大德南他的这种被爱的经验啊。
This image is from a church in Rome, but it's an image that is that comes from the life of Saint Teresa.
这个像呢，雕像是在罗马的一个教堂里边。其实呢，这个张像也就是大德南的一个真实的生活的写照。耶稣就是这样的，爱他，他也渴望这样的去爱。
And the Carmelites even celebrate a feast of this piercing of the heart of Teresa.
那就是加穆洛会哈，他们也在这个是纪念大德兰的这一个哈。
And this is another image of that piercing of the heart.
对，也是大德兰他那个心显示出来给耶稣哈，显现的给耶稣那个心哈。见过这个图没有？哦 ，Muslims never seen this picture.
嗯
哼。Okay.
Saint Catherine of Siena.
凯瑟琳哈，啊对，凯瑟琳，对，这个是。
This is an image of her receiving a ring as she experienced this mystical marriage with Jesus.
那就是她当她在领受这个戒指的时候，就是灵性的啊，那种真正的婚姻一样的，她也惊艳到了耶稣给她的这个爱啊。
The saints had these experiences in prayer and shared them with us. What they experienced in an extraordinary way in prayer is what all of us is the reality that we are living in consecrated life.
那就是我们在度这个奉献生活的，这是一个真实的啊，也就像他经验到的一样的，耶稣的那份爱啊。
And so whether you wear an actual ring as a part of your habit or not, you should always know that you are a bride of Christ and you are wearing his ring.
就说你戴那个发大愿的戒指，或者说穿你的会衣，戒指也好，那个会衣那个帽子，再次提醒我们，让我们自己呢作为基督的新娘，这样的一种情况，去想自己的身份。
And it helps us to think about the exchange of rings in the sacrament of marriage. There is a particular prayer that goes along with giving the ring.
来，我们参加婚礼的弥撒的时候，发现啊，就神父要祝福那个戒指啊，然后交换戒指，有一段经文。那我们自己也是一样的，当我们去领受这个戒指的时候，也是和一个圣事一样的，跟那婚姻圣事一样的。天主这样的许诺爱我们，我们也给他的一种许诺。
Sometimes we think of the ring as being something that's binding us, that is tying us down.
那这个戒指呢，好像就是某种联系哈，就是把我们跟耶稣基督好像拴到一起了，连到一起了哈，这样的一种情况。
But the reality is that the ring is a promise. When the husband gives the ring to his wife, he says, "Take this as a sign of my love and fidelity."
那这个呢？其实这个，我们去说看那个结婚的时候戒指哈，领受的时候是第一个是个许诺啊，第二个呢，也就是说这是一种忠信啊，是一个爱的标记。你戴这个啊，是我对你一个忠贞的爱啊，一个标记啊。
So whenever we look at the ring or we think about the ring, we can remember Jesus loves me and he is faithful.
那就是说你看结婚的人喜欢这个戒指哈，他看着戒指想到他的配偶对他的一种忠心和爱。那我们呢看到这个我们的发愿的戒指，看到了耶稣的一种爱，耶稣的一种忠心啊，那我自己也一样哈。
And this is an image of one of the saints holding on to Jesus in the resurrection.
那这是另外一个图片，一个圣人在抱着复活的耶稣啊。
And we can always remember that that Jesus wins the victory. There's no difficulty that we face or no sacrifice that we make that Jesus doesn't bring something better out of it.
那就是这个，就是再一次提醒我们的生命哈，不是光经验到耶稣的苦难啊，也是一种。最后是一种复活，一种喜乐啊。
And in this way, he is the courageous knight in armor who fights for us and who carries us through the difficulties of life.
那这个里面显示耶稣的一种真正的一种勇气，一种爱，也帮助我们度过我们生命中那种痛苦，那种困难。
And so we never need to fight our battles alone. We always have Jesus as a warrior who fights for us.
那耶稣就像个勇士一样的，在帮助我们去战胜我们生命中的那些东西、困难的啊，在帮助我们走出这个低谷。
That's the same picture. Mm-hmm. It's another picture of receiving the ring from Jesus.
这个也是他收到，就是从耶稣给他一个领受的一个戒指啊。
And of course, Jesus is a little baby there, and that also teaches us something.
那这个耶稣呢，不是那个大人哈，是个小孩哈。那这样的一个耶稣，也是在告诉我们另外一种意思啊。
It teaches that in our relationship with Jesus, you can be a woman, an adult, a bride. You can also be a little girl, as he is a little boy.
就说我们自己的一种关系，好像是真正的一个女人，也可能是个新娘啊，也可能就是体现到我们自己好像是一个小孩一样的，从另外一个方面去看这个关系啊。
We can always have a relationship with the baby, with the boy Jesus.
我们也可以有一种特殊的关系，好像就是那个小耶稣那个小男孩啊那样的一种关系啊。
And another image of receiving the ring.
这是另外一个图片，也是显示了哈，从那个小耶稣身上，耶稣亲自给他一个戒指啊，他领受的这个。
It's a very beautiful image of how Jesus is united with his bride in the resurrection, and he also still has the wounds of his suffering.
那这个图片呢，就是复活的耶稣，你看他的手上还有那个钉伤啊，那钉孔啊，就说他爱他的新娘，也同时呢也有那个伤口啊。从痛苦中，其实带来是一种复活了，显示他经过这个苦难是一种复活，带给了他是一种喜乐啊。
And that should remind you of some of these dimensions of the vows that we've been talking about.
那这个也是在提醒，就是我们看我们自己在守这些，就是这个三愿啊，确实是都是很大的挑战啊。
We see the spousal dimension, and we also see the paschal dimension.
那我们同时也看到了，就说这个贞洁这方面，就是一个是从那个夫妇方面去看，同时也从那个八思卦啊这样的一种情况去看这个圣愿啊。
And this is actually an icon of the church. The word here is ecclesia, which means the church.
这个希腊文写是就是这个新娘呢，不光是代表我们自己。也是代表是个教会啊，就是教会跟基督的一种结合啊。
A consecrated woman is always a sign of the church.
那说这个度奉献生活的这个新娘， 这样度奉献生活的这样的人，从另外一个方面也代表是个教会啊，教会跟基督的结合。
And there's another beautiful image of making that of how our chastity is a way of offering, of self-offering.
这个贞洁呢，就是从另一个方面再看啊，我们这做弥撒奉献那个，那我这个戒指和这个呢，表示的就是我们的贞洁也像个礼物的献给啊天主。
And in a way, every time we come to Mass, we are placing that gift of ourselves through our chastity. We're uniting that with the Eucharist.
那我们自己呢，每次参与弥撒，我们也把我们自己的贞洁就像一个礼物一样献给天主，做一个这个自我的奉献。
And some images from the Passion of Christ, when in our vow of chastity, we're always in the position of being like Mary, who walks with Jesus on the way of the cross.
那看到耶稣的苦难哈，圣母呢也是在陪伴的，她在这个时候去走这个一条路啊。
And it highlights the fact that in our vow of chastity, there will be suffering. We do share the cross of Jesus.
那从这个图片也是看我们的贞洁，我们的这种爱和这种奉献，奉献的和这种爱中包含了某种牺牲和痛苦啊。
That suffering comes to us in many ways, but we can always remember that our suffering is always shared with His suffering.
所以说，这个也在提醒说，我们的苦哈，其实也在某种情况下，我们也分享他的。其实他也在分享我们的这种苦难哈。
If we want to have the kind of closeness and intimacy with Christ, then we're going to get a little bit bloody.
确实，当然有的事儿就是说，跟耶稣你可能走得更近，可能真的是，都沾有他的那个血啊，真的是这样的一种。
And so you can see again, she's getting blood on her face because she's so close to him in his suffering.
那就说跟耶稣很亲近，耶稣的痛苦不光是他的苦，正是他的血啊，都好像是到他的脸上，真就是分享真实的，那种跟他真实的在分享他的苦难啊。
But we also know that that blood, the blood of Christ, is life-giving.
这个血呢，确实也是给的，这是一种生命的给予啊！真的是好像不光是说死亡了，其实从另一方面象征就是给予一个新的生命。
It's the blood of Christ that makes us fruitful. We're able to give new life.
也就是说，让我们自己从基督的血中，我们也变得就说。更丰盛，我们自己也能够去给一个新的生命啊。
That's the last one.
这个就是最后一个了，刚好。